Good morning. My name is Kevin Williams, and you're listening to Daily Worship on this very stormy Thursday morning, August 30th, 2012. We are recording from the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana, and it is a little bit crazy outside today. So I would just ask that you would just be in prayer, just wherever you are, just for the people that are affected by Hurricane Isaac, but those in Louisiana and Mississippi and surrounding states, just pray for just protection, just for the people that are affected. I tell you what, as we're going through this for these past couple of days, this is just an incredible reminder to everyone who sees of the power of God. Just that He is in control of the weather and everything around us. This is a glimpse of just the power that God holds in His hand. And so I want to start with Psalm 46. Psalm 46 this morning. And this is probably one of the most incredible psalms of comfort that we see in the Psalms. But also there is just great truth in great comfort here. Starting in verse 1, I just ask that you would just tune everything else out this morning as we read this. Let these words sink into your spirit. Starting in verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters His voice, and the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The Lord and the God of Jacob is our fortress. Come behold the works of the Lord, how He has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. You know, this psalm so closely echoes Psalm 91, where we see the psalmist say, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty, under His covering. You know, today we serve a Lord that covers His people. We serve a Lord that protects His own. In verse 10, where it says, Be still and know that I am God. Probably a better translation of that we see in the New American Standard Version. It says this, Cease striving and know that I am God. Cease striving and know that I am God. You know, for most of us, that is our biggest difficulty, our biggest hindrance, to stop trying to do these things ourselves, to try to earn our way into the favor of God. But as we abide, as we dwell in the secret place of the Lord, His covering is there. His protection is there. He truly is our refuge and strength today. It doesn't matter what your situation is. He is a very present help in trouble. He is not far away. He is present. He is here in the midst of your difficulties. He is there. Know that today. That is a promise that He has given for you today. That He is there. He is present. He has not forsaken you. He has not left you. But He is working things that we cannot see, and that He is working things for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. That's more than just something that people say to try to comfort somebody else. This is the truth of the Word, that He works out all things for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. So I encourage us today, cease striving and just simply know that He is God. He's got it today. Whatever that is, He's got it. We don't have to worry. We're just called to stand in the presence of our Savior, look upon Him, to be still in His presence. May this time be that. May we take our time, some time out of our busy day. Maybe this storm has affected you today. Take advantage of this time and be still before the Lord. Oh Jesus, we come before You this morning. Lord, You are all knowing, all powerful. Lord, You are our refuge and our strength, our hiding place. Lord, You say that our lives are hidden in You. Lord, that's where we want to be today. Lord, so in this moment, we simply worship. Lord, we cease striving, we cease trying, and we behold our Maker and who He is. Lord, You are in our midst right now. Song today, Lord. We will be still and know that You are God. Hide us under Your wings. Cover us within Your mighty hand. Lord, our soul finds rest in You today. Under Your wings.
Still and know that He is God. Be still and know that He is holy. Be still, O restless soul of mine. Bow before the Prince of Peace. Let the noise and clamor cease. Still.